Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
In the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the only show, and no one has challenged me yet, that is syndicated, that deals with one and only one topic, and that is successful aging. And aging begins at 30. You don't wake up at 65 and say, hey, I have to think about my aging. It's happening to you whether you're thinking about it or not. And it's a good thing, not a bad thing. At least that's our philosophy. And so every single week we have one or two really super guests, people that you'd never be able to access or speak to without this show. And one of the great explosions that we're seeing everywhere is what's called age tech. You may or may not have heard that term, but it's the insider's term of technology that deals with successful aging. And for those of you who don't know, I'll give you a little surprise. MIT, the great school, MIT, has an age lab where they look at technology and they develop technology for folks who are aging. And one of those items that they've been developing is the driverless car. So if you've been hearing about driverless cars, there was actually a terrible accident with one of them recently that's been in the news, and what's coming for your future, this all started because baby boomers, the researchers knew, didn't want to give away the keys. Now, what baby boomers want is to use technology to stay connected. But what about that group that can't access Facebook or doesn't know about social media or would love to see their grandkids on Skype? But they just didn't grow up in the time of technology, and it's just simply beyond them. I know my mom was one of those. She wanted to join an online knitting class, and if I put it on for her, great. If not, she couldn't do it. There are great pioneers and thinkers in this field, and one of them is with us today, and his name is Richard Brown. He's a tech genius and somebody who is the founder of many companies, actually, in the world of technology. But one particular one deals with our issues, and it's called CU-Link. And you can see already or hear already from the title, CU-Link, S-E-E, that has to do with being linked together. And he tells me that there's a whole explosion in the area of engagement for people who are older through technology. So welcome, Rich. Let's talk about that just as we get started, about what is this idea of engagement? What does that actually mean when it comes to the older adult?
Yeah, good morning, Adrian. I'd love to talk about that. Engagement technology is sort of a new industry term that everybody's using. And we've sort of extended it a little bit. We coin simple engagement technology, and it's really to be able to get these older adults that haven't had a chance to use technology to access the internet, to look at the news, to be able to easily and without having to understand technology by looking and touching on a screen an icon that says news or an icon that says video calling. So it's a simple, easy to use, developed specifically for older adults by one of my partners. He put the design together, Dr. Keith Saville. He's a doctor of gerontology, and Keith came up with the look and the feel based on his experience in dealing with that field and its color schemes and its size of the buttons that you press on the screen. And these are touchscreen computers, by the way. So you don't have to worry about the mouse. The mouse is always a problem with older adults. You know, I'm an older adult. Our fine motor skills tend to... you know, we tend to lose our control of our fine motor skills. So what we've done is we've created this this look on the screen, and it's a touchscreen computer, that all they have to do is they have to see what they want to do. If they want to call somebody, they want to look at the weather, look at the news, they touch the icon, it automatically connects them to that feature. And then based on what they want to do, they can read a news article. If they want to call their grandchildren, there'll be pictures of people that they want to call. They hit the picture, and it'll connect them to that person. You know, there's a number of features like that that we've developed. And actually, we developed this for one of my partners as well, our CEO, Lars Graf. His mother has macular degeneration, and he had tried a number of different technologies. And they're frustrating, and they were hard to use, and they were hard to set up, and they were hard to keep working. So we sat down, came up with this design, this simple look and feel design that allowed her now to connect with her grandchildren, and you know, while she still has her sight, be able to see them, and that really is a game changer. By the way, a calling is great, but seeing has this emotional attachment to it that that people just they comment over and over, and we have testimonials that we can talk about later about that, about how people that are in their mid-80s to 90s to 100 have used CU-Link, and how it has impacted and changed their lives for the better. I mean, it's really re-engaged them into living.
Now, you know, I don't want to dwell only with people that have sight issues, but my mother also had macular degeneration, and I can't help thinking if she was alive today and I was going to California to see my first grandchild, would be her first great-grandchild, the thrill it would be to be able to stay at home in New York for her and see that baby. How wonderful. Now, I do know, because we've had a little discussion of this, that there was a gentleman with very, very difficult sight problems. And you were actually able to fine-tune the picture so that he could see. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, great question. We're currently working with a group in Serbia right now at an assisted living facility there. And one of the gentlemen there is a professor of mathematics, a retired professor of mathematics. You know, he's in his late 80s. And he is considered 80% blind, and he just has he's had issues being able to use technology successfully. And one of the features that we have within our system is to be able to adjust the contrast. And we've gone in there with him, and the first time he used this, it was eye-opening. I mean, he could read the news. He could read news articles. He could now search on the internet for articles he was looking for. He's able to use video calling, where before he couldn't because all the buttons are so small. And it's just hard to select those small buttons from most of these video programs that are out there. So the ones that we've integrated have large buttons, and you can adjust the size of text fonts to as large as you want. And this has had a real positive impact. In fact, we're out there again today. My guys are making a second pass through some changes they made. And this guy is already seeing a significant change. And this is a very bright, on the whole, very bright older gentleman, very active still. you know, still likes to learn and using the internet for that, but he has to have everything printed out for him in big fonts, and it's still hard for him to see. He has to get within millimeters of the paper in order to read it, and we've noticed that since we made some low vision changes to our product, that it was eye-opening to see his response to being able to now, you know, comfortably read and see and use our particular program with the things that he wanted to do. So definitely.
Now, you know, speaking of that, it's going to have a terrific impact. And before we leave for our first break, I just want to say this. There are many, many features here, and it is unique. Everyone in the field of age tech is creating things, but they're not doing it in a silo. They're making sure that the innovations they put, they're looking at people who are older, having them use it. I mean, there's been many guinea pigs, so to speak, with CU-Link. When we come back, though, I want to talk to you, to Rich Brown, who is the founder, one of the founders of CU-Link, about the journey that they had. We have also many baby boomer listeners who are caregivers, Rich. They themselves know technology. It's just that they need to set it up for their family member. And look how hard you are working with just one gentleman. So we want to talk about how to use CU-Link or any other technology that's coming up for the caregiver, not just for the older adult themselves. Because in our field, we in financial planning, we call this remote technology. Why? Because we have a lot of clients who move, and they don't want to leave us. And we're able to still work with them, and they are older adults because I'm a financial gerontologist. So we remotely need to communicate with them, not just them communicating with us. And a lot of caregivers who are listening now and are taking care of their older adult parents are worried about them. They're not living near them. They have to monitor them by phone or neighbor or a home aide.
You may think
come back. I want to talk about feeling to the caregiver. We'll be back.
Not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
And hello, hello, hello. Once again, this is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. The truth about aging. Now, aging does not only mean what is generally considered the old, old. We are talking today with Rich Brown. He's the founder, one of the founders of CU Link. We'll tell you how to access that in a moment. But that is technology for the older adult. And you might say, well, you know, all that Rich has to do is figure that out. It's hard enough. But really, who sets this up? Either caregivers or people, professionals in the field and assisted living communities, and many others, they have to set it up. So it's just as important, I know, Rich, for this to be useful to them as it is the older adults that it's meant to serve. So first, before we do it, go any further, how can people read more about CU-Link?
Great. What you can do is you can go to our website, and it's www.CUlink.com, and that's SEEYOULINK.com. It has a number of interesting articles on it from some of our older users that we've older adults that have used CUlink. Then also what you can do is if you have any further questions, you can reach us at info@CUlink.com. That's info@CUlink.com. And we can answer any questions you have. That's how we contact people. Will call us. And actually, Adrian made a great point about innovation. We take our innovation from user questions, from people that are using our system. They say, "Well, it does this, but I need it to do that. Can you guys do that?" And those are all great things. We've added a lot of innovation. We've added a lot of depth to a lot of our features because of end user issues that they're dealing with. So our product is constantly evolving. But just to get back to the caregivers just for a second, we've developed our system so that a caregiver can set this up for their family members, their older friends that they're taking care of. And one of the things that as a my partner Dr. Keith Saville came up with. He says, "Look, you can't throw everything at them all at once. Some people can handle it. Some people get just overwhelmed. So one of the things that we've designed into our product is the ability to turn features on as these users get comfortable with using technology. Now, I mean, you know, some people have never used technology. As funny as that sounds, we've been dealing with a group in the UK now of older adults. Median, the average age is 88, and these were Holocaust survivors and first-generation immigrants. And over 60% of that group had never used a computer before in their life. So, you know, you've got that overwhelming factor, and we were able to bring this into their home and engage them. And within a week, they're up and they're using video calling for their family members, and they're searching the internet, and they're, you know, reading news, and you know, we can bring in any news service that you might be interested in looking at, not just the traditional Yahoo News and BBC, but you know, our system is so robust when it comes to integrating new features and new services that we're able to do it rapidly. And that's you know, that's sort of what makes us who we are. You know, we're able to service.
Right. Now, what? Yeah. You know, Rich, you mentioned the UK, you mentioned Serbia, you mentioned people, Holocaust survivors. Probably English is not their first language. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I was impressed with is that it is multilingual, and we have a lot of folks listening who are caregivers of older adults whose their first language is not English, but their children's first language is English. And I know that there's a lot of features that deal with that issue.
Absolutely right. And there again, part of our design is to be able to rapidly engage a new language. And once we get a group that's interested in a particular, in fact, we just did this for Norwegian. I'm working with a group in Norway, and they needed to have a translation into Norwegian, and we're able to do that within 2 to 3 days, is to get that our entire site, user site, translated to a new language, so we can rapidly get that done. It doesn't take weeks, it doesn't take months. We've built a process that's able to create convert rapidly. So it's we're always looking for to areas of making our product more efficient and more user friendly. And there again, I mean, you know, our users are our development roadmap.
Well, your development team, sure.
Yes, right.
Their issues, you respond. Now, let me ask you about hardware. You did mention that, particularly when we were talking about the fellow who had sight issues, that, you blithely said, well, you know, it's a touch screen. So I know that CU-Link is not in the hardware business. Do you specifically recommend, or what type of computers should these folks have if they're going to use the CU-Link technology?
Yeah, good question. I mean, it doesn't require a high power machine, because we're not doing any real high power analytics. It requires an internet connection, and it requires, if you're comfortable with a keyboard and mouse, then you can use that. And they work in conjunction with strictly a touchscreen computer. An all-in-one computer is one that's probably 2 or 3 inches wide, and the whole computer sits right on your desktop. So that's that seems to be the one that with our group in the UK that we've supported, they've taken to that very readily, where it's a 21 inch screen, and so you're seeing big buttons, and all you have to do is touch the screen, and that actually accesses that particular feature and starts it. If they want to type an email, if they want to search for something on the internet, they will need to have a keyboard to do that. But you know, these are sort of the next step features. You know, once our users get used to, they can't break the machine. I mean, you just cannot break CU-Link. Once we get it installed, we have very little after installation support. You know, other than maybe questions about a new feature. So,
going to do when we come back is we want to talk about one other aspect of this. We've talked about the caregiver on how easy it is to set it up remotely and what the features are. I want to talk about age tech in general. You talked about engagement technology. in general, this is a huge and burgeoning field. And it's not a field that most people go into because they feel that soon everybody will be tech savvy. And, this is the fountain of truth. The older adults who's never used technology will be dying out. And who needs to have age tech when the new folks all know about it? Well, what's going on with CU-Link is, and I think almost, I won't say anything's an accident, Rich, but surprisingly, this is being used by young people, high school people. I will talk about how technology evolves and trickle-down effects from age tech to the rest of us regardless of age. We'll be back in one moment, and I think you're going to enjoy the new story.
For my age. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682 1-800-591-1682.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
And hello, hello, hello once again. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, we talk about all kinds of topics, and one of them today is aging technology, technology for aging. So, many people don't even know it exists. As a financial gerontologist, I actually look into, for my clients, great places to invest in this field. And it's coming up in my research constantly, some very interesting phenomenon, and this is what it is. People start developing something in the field of aging, and all of a sudden it trickles down or trickles out or trickles up, depending on how you want to look at it, to the rest of the population. The greatest example I always give is the driverless car. It was concentrated on at the MIT Age Lab, I mentioned that earlier, really because of the idea that the baby boomer would not want to give their keys up. And it becomes a phenomenon for the rest of the world and the rest of the community, regardless of age. There's a lot more. Robotics. If you go to the largest trade show in the world, I understand it to be the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. Happens once a year. Used to go every year. One of the smallest pavilions was the Silver Pavilion and the Digital Health Pavilion. Well, now it's one of the largest, particularly the digital health, and it all began through technology for aging. Now, CeoLink, you're going to be hearing again from Rich Brown in a moment. He's one of the founders of CeoLink, a technology to link folks who are older, unfamiliar with technology, with their loved ones, with the rest of the world, with their health care and more. Well, that's also trickling out or down to younger people. And Rich, thank you for being with us again. Let me just ask you to tell everybody again where to find CeoLink, and then a story that I find fascinating about how teenagers are using this. Go ahead.
Great. Yeah, Adrian, thanks. Yeah, you can reach us at www.ceolink.com, and that's SEEYOULINK.com. Specifically, if you have very specific questions, you need to get a hold of me. You can get a hold of me at rich@ceolink.com. That's rich@ceolink.com or info@ceolink.com. Interesting enough, and we'll talk about CES. I get some great stories about CES and our early days. We've been around since 2010 is when we started developing CeoLink. But anyways, we're dealing with this group in the UK, and the managing director of the group that's doing the support for their particular end users of CeoLink. His daughter decided that she had an idea that she wanted to connect high school students between the UK and France, because what she was seeing is that even though these students had 4 years of French or Italian or German, they couldn't converse professionally enough to be effective when they got into the workforce. So her idea was to take our subset, which is our CeoLink mobile piece, by the way, which we let caregivers, family members use at no cost when they subscribe for their older adults to use CU-Link, and that's as many users as you want. And basically, it's a cell phone application that allows you to do a video call from your cell phone or your tablet, and that's iPhone or Android, and to be able to connect visually to your family member. So what she has, getting back to the My Dialogue product, she came up with this idea. We wound up adding a few features to help better connect high school students because their schedules are so diverse between France and England and time frame differences. And now she's got, thousands of kids online talking 20 minutes in French and 20 minutes in English. So it's helping these students become better qualified in actually professionally speaking and working in a language. And in Europe, it's it's very important. There's just so many countries that are so close. You need to be multilingual. And her experience coming out of college, that she wasn't ready for it. She just couldn't speak it at that level that she would fit in a professional environment. So this has been going on for 2 years now. Continues to grow. They're growing their company, and there's a few more features we need to be able to manage it better, and we're sort of waiting for them to come up with some financing to finish out the product. But right now, this young lady that's running this project went out and talked to she went out and talked to the schools themselves in the UK, and she had 30 or 40 high schools immediately. Thought it was a great idea and wanted to get on board, and she went to France as well and did the same thing. And the schools in general say this is just such a great idea to be able to get our high school students to converse, and they want to start moving it downstream in the school systems so they can start at a younger age. So they can become more adept at French, and then the Spanish want to get involved, and then the Italians want to get involved, and the Germans want to get involved. So, and I'm doing some business in Scandinavia, and they think it's a great idea. So it's definitely a great idea, and it seems to be working. So we're moving ahead with that, but it's just another use of our platform that we've been able just to spin out and actually build a whole separate vertical market. And that's
that's what I'm bringing out. Rich, people talk about AgeTech as if it is a silo unto itself. It really isn't. It's spilling over in all directions. And again, robotics is also something very important to manufacturing. That's really what got its oomph. Unfortunately, it's about eliminating jobs, but that is what is going on there. However, that got co-opted by the aging folks who are now using robots as potential caregivers. So it's really all of a piece here. And when you watch a company like CU-Link, you see what it's doing. It's almost like a prototype of any kind of technology development firm and the ways and the places it could go. Now, let's get back to one other thing. There are a group of people. We have a lot of folks who are experts on our show that do deal with the very difficult areas of aging, Rich, like chronic care, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. I mean, I try to go lightly on those because this is a show that should illuminate and inspire folks. But that's a reality. And I do know that good age technology can help engage people, even with dementia, even with issues, and also keep your mind sharper through, brain games and so on, cognitive fitness games, if you're just fine and you want to stay that way. So what are some of those features that we can count on with CU-Link?
A great question, and that's a great come into what I wanted to talk about. We actually have a product called Happy Neuron that we have integrated, and this is a professional level brain training and brain testing product, and it helps keep this particular area. It helps keep people sharp. Helps them. It's certainly not a cure for it, but it helps them keep their mind active, and they do it through a different series of different types of mental functions. You start off at a low level, you can build it up to a much higher level. One particular piece of happy neuron is the ability to see a map of a city, all right, and they'll highlight key, very well-known key areas, like in New York, you got the Empire State Building, and then you've got, the Rockefeller Center. So they'll actually have a map of Manhattan, and they'll say they will show you a series of items that they'll number 1 to whatever X. So if you do 1 to 2, you say number 1 is the Empire State Building, number 2 is Rockefeller Center. And then what will happen, it'll come up and it will ask you to identify which one was number 1, which one was number 2. And then it'll ask you to and once you go through that, and it doesn't matter if you get it right or get it wrong, it'll keep track of how well you do. And then the number 2 is, okay, show me the locations. So it's a memory intensive type of test, and they have the 5 cognitive pieces of structurally in the mind. So they will adapt different of these tests to different segments of your cognitive
So the fascination really never ends, and of what can be done for people. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that's really quite emotional for most people, and that is being connected to groups, particularly religious groups, and how age technology is helping with that. It doesn't seem to be a young person issue, but it is an issue of aging. How to stay connected with your religious groups when you can't go, when you cannot go to the physical building. It's all part of aging technology. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number 1 by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus. Call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Facet of Truth. And we talk about things that nobody else is talking about. We have guests that you could never access any other way. We have today Rich Brown, and he is the founder of CU-Link. And as he's told us, I've asked him, I'll tell you. If you want to know more about CU-Link, it's pretty easy. You just go to www.CSEEUYOULINK. .com. You'll even see an opportunity to go to info@CU-Link.com and ask Rich personal questions. He's about yourself and what you need. And he's made very clear that the development of this CU-Link has a lot to do with what other people want. And he follows through. Well, one of the buzzwords in our industry of successful aging is engagement technology. Rich likes to call it simple engagement technology. But what are we being engaged with? Most of the focus is on families and the grandparents that could do use CU-Link, or if they're more tech savvy, they may just Skype directly, but it's family. What we have kind of lost, Rich, is the idea that older adults also have groups that they miss, and particularly in the field of religion. And one of the things you've tackled, and not talked about very often, is that missing link in the lives of many older adults when they can no longer go to their congregation, whatever denomination, whatever religion they may be. And how have you solved some of that problem, at least?
Great question, Adrian. Yeah, and there again, I'll revert back to our group in the UK, our group of Holocaust survivors and first-generation immigrants that the Six Point Foundation wound up hiring hiring us to support. We actually have a 5-year program that we've set up for these survivors, and one of the requirements for us to get the project, the contract, was to be able to stream live from a synagogue in Belfast Square in London. So, come to find out, they were a pretty progressive synagogue, and they were already providing that type of a stream, a live stream, and then an archival stream, so people can go back and watch again any of the services that they might have had to miss. So, so we actually have this stream comes in. People can participate, or they can see the service as it's happening live. The services as they happen live, and if they want to go back and reflect on part of the service, they can go back to the archives and watch it again and again and again as many times as they want. So we've done that. We've done we've put on a digital theater program for them as well. So, it's all of these things that older adults are still, that they might have gone to when they were younger and just can't get out now. We bring that into their homes or wherever they're living. They can still participate. They can still see what's going on. They can stay up to date on theater and what's new in theater, and they can stay connected to their religion. In the U.S., I've done some research, and there's a number of congregations in the U.S. that also stream their services live. So it becomes very easy for us to integrate something, a service like this. We do it already. We know how to do it. So instead of taking months for this to happen, a lot of our competitors can't do this as rapidly as we can. Our whole design platform is made to easily bring new services to our users rapidly. And it's all about servicing our users. It's all about providing more when they say, "Look, we really want to have this. We really need this feature." So we really listen, and that's I think that's it's all about communication, like
that's
everything.
The bottom line. I'll tell you, I'm pretty excited about the theater part. Everybody knows that going to shows is my drug of choice. When things are really lousy for me, I'll see 2 to 5 shows in a weekend, easy. But the thought of not being able to get out to theater is not pleasant for me, let's put it that way. And the idea that a show can be seen, and that would include whether it's the kindergarten show with your grandchild or whether it's a show that you're missing, as long as that can be brought into your home, regardless of how frail you may be, it's a wonderful boost to your life. This is the field of thriving. Rich likes to call it engagement, which is the word, but I also like to call it enrichment. Can you imagine that? And maybe the next steps being sports, who knows what. So before we leave you, we've got about 2 minutes. I'm going to ask you that question, Rich. What is next? I mean, you've talked about a lot of innovations, but where are you going with this next?
Another great question. We constantly look at new technologies that are next generation technologies that, we know that in order to expand our services and make our product more robust, we need to be able to work with these technologies. And these newer technologies are now, interesting enough, we designed our platform on an open software concept. And now what seems to be happening is there are more and more companies that are designing their products the same way. So now it becomes very easy for us to integrate because we already understand the language that they've developed their product into, and it becomes very easy for us to work together cooperatively. One of the products happens to be this group in Norway, which is a company called Zissen, and they are the next generation of a digital call center. Now, the call center is it's a place where if you have a question, you call in, and they can help you get to where you want to go to get the information you're looking for. And this is becoming more and more of a requirement within our not only our older adult community, but in our communities in general. There's a lot of communities that have very specific requirements. Of support requirements, medical requirements, just services, and it's confusing to find them on the internet. Now, what we're doing is building these digital communities
like
very
a navigator system.
Like a which one?
like navigator systems.
It's very precise, very, very, very precise, very focused on the type of community that you're a part of, and will allow you to get the answers to your questions more rapidly and more effectively.
Unfortunately, as always, Rich, we're at the end of our show. It's unbelievable how fast this goes, but I think that we're aware of what's going on now. And can really not only access the healing, but see how this whole idea of aging is creating innovation. And for the rest of you, particularly you entrepreneurs, get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.